So let's go ahead and call the special meeting of the Mill Creek City Council to order for June 8th. And Kim, do you want to start the roll call?
Mayor Pruitt?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw?
Here.
Councilmember Bond?
Here.
Councilmember Todd?
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari?
Here.
Councilmember Meade?
Here.
Councilmember Speckler?
Here.
Okay, thank everybody for coming tonight. This is a special meeting, so we won't be taking audience communication tonight. Oh, you want to do the pledge? Okay, we can do the pledge. I'm sorry. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay, we're here for one purpose tonight, and with that, I will turn the meeting over to Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw.
I am sorry to drag everyone here on a Friday night. I'm glad it's raining and not sunny. But in light of the article that came out yesterday, I thought it's important for us to talk and have a unified statement. I know we all have our concerns about the misquotes and
yeah,
the I'm sorry. I talk softly sometimes. I know we all have concerns about the inaccuracies and misquotes in the article. And I also know we all know the city is rudderless. Or not rudderless, I'm sorry, why the city manager is out on her leave. We trust that the city staff is doing everything they can to keep us moving forward. I think the Memorial Day events were testament to that. With that said, I think it is important that we speak with one voice. And with that, I have drafted a what I would suggest as a statement that I'll read for your consideration, and you can do with as you like. My statement would read that the Mill Creek City Council understands there is interest in the current situation in light of the article posted online yesterday by the Mill Creek Beacon. City Manager Rebecca Palazzotto has been out on medical leave. As you can appreciate, federal law prevents the council or anyone at the city from commenting on her leave, and we trust her privacy will be respected. There were inaccuracies and misquotes in the Beacon article. We understand the state auditor's office has stated that the article was incorrect. We do appreciate the Beacon clarifying that fact online. There has been no investigation by the auditor's office of any fraud allegation, and the council has not reprimanded Ms. Palazzotto as the Beacon reported. The council looks forward to Ms. Palazzotto being able to return to work soon. In the meantime, we'll have no further comment and not provide any interviews until further notice.
Would you like a motion to approve that?
That's up to the will of the council.
Councilmember Cavallari?
Since it's written to the record, I make that motion.
You have a second?
I'll second.
I think that makes sense to kind of set the nit for nat on all kinds of things. I want to make that. I like your point you start off with rudderless. You know, the article in the press posited that our ship, the SS Mill Creek, is rudderless, and I just don't think that's true. I think indeed you said senior staff is doing a good job of keeping things going. That's what we expect of them. Our lieutenants need to keep the ship running while the captain is out. It's fortunate when the captain is here and can help day-to-day decisions at the helm, but I really don't think I would expect our senior staff, our lieutenants, to be able to carry on and keep the crew going. So our mission hasn't changed. The direction of the ship isn't going anywhere different. Our immediate ports of call are the same. We're not under any attack by foreign cities, as far as I know. Our rudder's not been blown off. I don't see any big icebergs on the horizon that staff and council can't help work with. So things may have to move a little more cautiously if we don't have the city manager here to help staff, but I think that's what the council would like to be able to do, is help staff through this. And when she's back, that'll be great. I'm in support of the statement. Sounds pretty good. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll be quick. Councilmember Holtzclaw has penned what we all feel here, and I think it's appropriate at this time to not make comments to employees who are on FMLA, and thanks for calling the meeting. I think our show of support and solidarity here is appropriate. Thank you.
I'd just like to add to Councilmember Todd's comments that the city is not rudderless. The city manager has been available to staff via email, telephone, and in fact, I'm dropping off some documents tonight that she had been working on, so she has been working from home. So with that, if there's no further discussion, then we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? passes unanimously. And that's the end of our meeting. Thank you very much.
So that statement is now was a motion that was passed. We want to make that available to the press in some fashion?
Yeah, we can go make copies and then...
And procedurally, I'm trying to think, it's Friday night. How do we...
Gordon
could pull off for us?
And he'll be sending it out to the media.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you. Okay. And this is exactly what you read?